our Eastern Catholic and Orthodox Christian brothers and sisters use a different name for the sacrament of baptism than we Latin Rite Catholics have. They call it the mystery of enlightenment. Our Latin word sacramentum translates the Greek word mysterion, which means something hidden or secret, because the visible rite of the church renders actual an invisible reality behind it, which not only symbolizes, but brings about. Baptizein in Greek means to dip or to plunge, and was actually used of a ladle going into soup, as much as a body immersed in water. So the sacrament of baptism refers to the washing, but photismos in Greek means illumination, and hence refers to the reality that happens after baptism. You know, we often speak of something being bathed in light. Especially here at Prince of Peace, we have our sunbeam coming right through the window there. It's absolutely fantastic. This church is often bathed in natural light. It's a beautiful thing to see. But have you ever thought that, isn't that kind of a odd turn of phrase? I mean, the only thing that can really bathe you is water. Purification and cleansing come from water, not light. Now, those of you who are science nerds will point out that we now know that even some forms of ultraviolet light can also purify, but that doesn't seem to have been a truth accessible to science when the gospel was being written. Yet there is obviously a connection. Even when we come to know something we didn't know before, what do we say? A light went off in my head. We even say, and we probably shouldn't say this because it's very uncharitable, but when a person is not very intelligent, that they are not the brightest bulb, right? Or they are dim-witted, okay? Let's try not to say those things if we can, okay? But what it means is that the absence of light indicates that there's something terribly wrong. If the sun burn out tomorrow, we couldn't survive. If we have no water, life as we know it ceases to exist. Now, I suppose we might get used to stumbling around in the dark for a little while, like the poor hapless people in Plato's allegory of the cave. But they are in a prison. And so there must be something about living in the dark which is akin to bondage and slavery. I mean, think about it. So many sins and crimes are just easier to commit in the dark, right? Some things are just harder to get away with when there's light around. But there are those who aren't just kind of night owls who come alive after midnight, but creatures who seem to have exchanged night for day. And they always seem just a little bit weird, don't they? Okay. Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come towards the light so that his works might not be exposed. People preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. The Greek philosopher Plato in the Republic talks about bringing the slave stuck in the cave out into the light slowly but intentionally. Slowly his eyes adjust to the light of the sun. First he can see only shadows. Gradually he can see the reflections of people and things in water, and then later see the people and things themselves. Eventually, he's able to look at the stars and moon at night until finally he can look upon the sun itself. The Greek philosopher, of course, is talking about how truth frees a man to know the ultimate nature of reality. But the sacrament of baptism is the mystery by which we are illuminated not only about things in the natural world, but the spirit world as well, and the ultimate nature of God. We are freed from the captivity of the cave where darkness dwells and are bathed in the light of the gospel by water that purifies and cleans not the body, but the soul. We slowly adjust to goodness, truth, and beauty because their reality is too intense if we haven't experienced it yet. St. Paul reminds us that in this life, we see as in a glass darkly. As the gospel enlightens our path to heaven, we can see the reflection of God in all creation and especially in man. The living image of God at the summit of all creation. We grow in nature and in grace, perfecting that nature. And the doctrines of our faith, those truths revealed by God to complement the natural law in our hearts, cause us to see light in the darkness. But Christ is the rising sun. He is light from light, and only at the end of time will we get to see him as he is. By nature, we are condemned to be like those in the cave. But by grace, we are invited to receive the gift of illumination in holy baptism so that we can eventually be submerged into the very being of God. The light came into the world. Whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. During this Lent, we've been talking about the gifts of this season. The gift of repentance allows us to crawl out of darkness. The gift of transfiguration sees us go beyond what we're capable of on our own to change into something incredibly beautiful. The gift of reverence causes us to taste communion with the ultimate beauty. And the gift of enlightenment casts out the darkness of sin and ignorance and bathes us in the light that saves. Today, on this Laetare Sunday, let us rejoice that we are called from darkness into light.